I'm Lucas Mack, and welcome to the very first episode of The Vulnerable Hero, where I believe vulnerability is the courage to experience love in its purest form. No longer am I going to allow the word vulnerability to mean weakness, soft, or an opportunity to be hurt. On this podcast, nothing is off limits. All ideas, all concepts, we're going to talk about it all. Things that hold us back. What belief inside you is holding you back right now? It's time to be vulnerable. It's time to become your own vulnerable hero. So many things are happening in society at such a rapid pace, it's hard to find time to sit and reflect. Let me ask you a question. What life are you living? What life are you living? And then secondarily, whose life are you living? What life are you living? Is it the life of your dreams? Is it the life of ultimate freedom and expression and love and boldness and passion and purpose and vision? Or is a life with limiting beliefs, fear, hedging your bets, prepping for a day that you may never see, not speaking out fully, not expressing what's truly deep down into in your heart and in your soul? What life are you living? And whose life are you living? If you wrote your name down on a piece of paper, like if I wrote Lucas James Mack, and then wrote the life Lucas James Mack desires to live is, and I filled that out, and then assessed my current life, I have an opportunity to see, am I living the life that I truly want to live for myself? Or am I living a life of someone else's imposing thought, will, guilt, shame? What life are you living, and whose life are you living? This is the opportunity right now in this podcast. I'm going to talk about quite a bit, like I've said. This isn't going to be the conversation you have at home, typically, and this is not going to be the conversation you have at work. This is going to be the third space. Hopefully, the space that resonates in your mind, that resides in your mind. The conversations you have that happen at such a quick pace, it's hard to keep track. What do they think of me? What are they doing? What's happening right now? How am I seen? Do they like me? I need someone to like me. All the thoughts that run through your head. This is the time we can talk about them. We can discuss them to be vulnerable. The world is, look what the media is filling our devices with. Superheroes, someone that has an ability outside the natural way a human comes into the world. What we're being taught is simply to be human is not enough. Simply to be human means you're already at a detriment to overcome the obstacles that are presented to you on a daily basis and or those that seem out of this world. That is not true. You possess within you all the power that you will ever need to overcome all obstacles, all adversity, and simply in an attitude of pure thanks and gratitude, walk through it all, smile, and keep going. because you know your ultimate purpose and your ultimate passion resides in you standing in the power of your vulnerability. I mean, think of this. Most, if not all, people that you encounter daily, especially in the workplace, have a mask on, have their walls up. And for those of you thinking that's how it should be, I don't want all this emotional narrative in the workplace, I agree with you. In fact, when someone is emotional to a point where it makes you feel uncomfortable, that's not vulnerability. That is neediness. That is a sense of lack. That is scarcity. That is not vulnerability. Vulnerability goes wherever, whenever, in the face of whatever, and simply stands in the power of love. Love. I am so tired of the word love not being used properly. Do you love ice cream? Do you love your spouse or your children or your significant other or fall in love or love God or you love the weather? You love, love means to give. In Hebrew, the root word for love is ahava, which means to give. Now think of this. Love means to give. So when does love cease? When the giving ends. So you love ice cream? No, you don't. You cannot, unless you make ice cream for a living for other people. Because you can't give to ice cream. When you take ice cream, you enjoy it, perhaps is the right word. You like tasting it. You like consuming it. But you love it? You can't give to it. We have misused the word love so much so that now no one even wants to talk about the word love. And men, hear me on this. Brothers, it does not matter how physically tough you are. It doesn't matter how physically tough you are not. If you are not able emotionally to discuss whatever topic is in front of you and listen to whomever bring forth a topic to you without getting triggered, your physical strength means nada. It's irrelevant. You may be tough physically, but your lack of vulnerability actually has made you weak. You think of these giant bulls in Spain. The conquistadors, the matadors, not the conquistadors, the matadors, and the bullfighting. These massive animals, powerful, powerful beasts. A spectacle to watch. Have these rings in their nose. Now think of this. These powerful animals that they run from, that they watch matadors fight and avoid and kill, have rings in their nose. For simply putting a finger in that ring can bring that bull to its knees. This is men and women. This is all people, but especially men who are physically tough, but not emotionally free. For the minute a topic is presented to you that makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you react, triggers you, you've been brought to your knees. And the world is looking for those that can stand and discuss and love and listen and enjoy and communicate with all people without judgment and without fear. The Vulnerable Hero podcast is a journey. We are going to go on a journey. We are going to talk about love. We're going to talk about truth. We're going to talk about freedom. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about abuse. That dirty, dirty little subject that no one wants to talk about. We're going to talk about a lot of things on this podcast. But let me ask you, getting back to the start of this podcast, what life are you living? And whose life are you living? And me even asking that right now, after saying that list of what I just said we're going to get into, I want to bring it back to you. Are you free? Many, many years of my life, I struggled with immense pain and confusion. Somewhat indescribable, the pain and confusion, the hurt, the despair, the doubt, all the while trying to be tough, all the while trying to present a facade in the world that I have things together. And I know I'm not alone. I know there are many men specifically, men and women, that put this front up, but deep down, you know, if you just were quiet for a second, if you just stop for a second, you just want someone to ask, are you doing okay? And then respond, hey, it's going to be all right. You're okay. You're normal. You're not weird. You're not broken. You're not to be discarded and thrown away. You're not useless. You're just a loving being who has yet to access the fullness of that love. So many of us have had our innocence stripped away from us, taken away from us, from a wide array of subjects. The innocence of love, the innocence of purity, the innocence of body, the innocence of family, the innocence of relationship, the innocence of vows, the innocence of community. We're not born with pain. We learn it. And who do we learn it from? We learn it from people. However, I believe there are two camps of people. There are those that are hurt, and hurt people hurt people. Hurt people can only hurt people, for you can only give out of what you have. And if you have hurt, you will give hurt. And then there's the other camp, healed people. Healed people heal people. A hurt person cannot heal another. A healed person cannot hurt another. So it's time that we all get to this place where we look for the healers. And if we're hurt, we get healing ourselves so that we can be healed and go out and heal others. The Vulnerable Hero podcast is going to be a powerful, powerful podcast. It's going to be a conversation between you and I. You can disagree fully with what I say. I want to hear it. I want to have the discussion. Let's bring it forth. There's no topic I won't discuss. It's time. It's time for all of us to be free. The media, who has ever watched a newscast and felt inspired? Oh, I'm so glad I watched what was on. It's to control and to perpetuate fear in our lives and worry and doubt and anxiety. There's so much anxiety. There's so much worry. But we don't have to live with that any longer. We can be free. Where love is present, truth will come forth. Truth is like a groundhog burrowed deep inside your heart, and it wants to come out. The truth inside of you wants to come out. What's happened to you? And what have you done? Without judgment, truth will come forth. But truth, like that little groundhog burrowed deep inside your heart, is going to go to the surface. It wants to go to the surface. It needs air. But it sniffs for one thing: judgment. Truth, when it senses even the slightest sense of judgment, will go down deeper and deeper and burrow deeper inside your heart, to the point where you might be living so long, you don't even remember what's true and what's not true. You don't even remember what's reality and what's a facade. You see, my friends, truth will only come forth when there is love, unconditional love, without judgment and without fear. And when truth comes forth, it results in your personal freedom. You can breathe. You can be. You can live. You can finally be on the path that you know you've always wanted to be on when you wrote your name and said, "The life that I want to live is." You can live it. I know I've gone through the pain. I've gone through the fire. I've also done a lot of work to go through the healing, to be healed. I stopped biting my nails a couple weeks ago. I'm 37 years old. I've been biting my nails since I was 4 years old. There is a lot of work we can do together. There's a lot of physical issues that will go away when we're healed. There is nothing that you've done that cannot be forgiven. And there is nothing that's happened to you, now hear me, that you cannot forgive. There's nothing you've done that cannot be forgiven. And there's nothing that's happened to you that you cannot forgive. That is such a beautiful concept. This is what it means to be a vulnerable hero, to have the courage to experience love in its purest form, to let love go and unlock every door that's been locked inside of you, shut up and down with no access to light, so that you can be free. And a synonym for freedom is healing, so you can be healed. And a synonym for healed is whole, so you can be whole. Truth makes us free. Love brings forth truth. So where there is love, truth will come forth, resulting in our personal freedom. It's that simple. It's that beautiful. And it's that accessible when we all make the choice. I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. I'm honored to walk and stand side by side with you. Benjamin Franklin said, instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle. Well, guess what? I'm a candle. You're a candle. We all get to be candles. We all get to turn our candles into campfires, and our campfires into bonfires, and our bonfires into wildfires that light without destruction this entire world on fire. We get to do this together. We get to be. We get to be loving, powerful human beings we get to live the exact life we want to live, free from anyone else's guilt, bondage, or shame. Shame comes from fear. Guilt comes from fear. Emotional bondage comes from fear. You want to know if it's truth or not? If you're free or not when you hear it. Truth is always going to make you free. And test. Test everything you believe. Does it make you more free? Or does it perpetuate more fear? Watch out. I don't know. The boogeyman might be around the corner. They're going to hurt me. My boss might fire me. Every day it's the same thing at work. I might get fired. I might get fired. They don't like me. Oh, I got to. Or you can just simply be a loving, kind, and powerful human being to walk into every engagement and be the most brightest light that person has ever seen, to be the most loving, kind, powerful, and profound impact that person will ever have. The choice is yours. The choice is mine to make. The Vulnerable Hero Podcast. I'm Lucas Mack. I'm here. I'm speaking. I'm alive. I am alive. And I'm free. And this podcast isn't about me and my journey so much as it's about our journey together so that we can be free. So I'm honored that you listened. Make sure to subscribe, comment, and rate this podcast. And it's time to be the vulnerable hero. I'm Lucas Mack, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.